to indicate the extreme amount of trust that exists between the scientists in Canada and the United States, it gives me great pleasure to call on a distinguished radio astronomer to thank Dr. Markowitz, Dr. Locke.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, when I heard that Dr. Markowitz didn't believe there were men from outer space who had visited the Earth, I was inclined to believe him, because I'm sure that if little green men had landed on the Earth, the first person they would have looked for was Dr. Markowitz, because they would have wanted to know what time it was. And they would require Dr. Markowitz, I believe, to tell them the difference between ephemeris time, UT2, atomic time, and all the rest, so that I'm inclined to believe him. I think I also agree with him, if I interpret him correctly, that physicists, as a group, have been lax in speaking out. And I, for one, was glad to hear a talk of this sort, because we haven't very many brave men who are willing to do it today, it seems to me. Dr. Markowitz, throughout his lifetime, has been engaged in work of high precision, and the precise way in which he has dealt with this topic tonight, I think, bears this out. So it gives me great pleasure, on behalf of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada, to thank you, Dr. Markowitz, for our most stimulating address.
Thank you, Dr. Locke. As a small memento of this occasion, Dr. Markowitz, gives me pleasure as well to ask our National Secretary to present you with a copy of our publication, Astronomy in Canada, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. Mr. Green.